All right, good morning, everyone. This meeting of the Rules Committee for February 9th is called to order. I'll note for the record that there is a quorum present, and we have minutes from Tuesday, February 7th. Vice Chair Holland, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The minutes are approved. We also are going to have up our first consent calendar for the day, and this would be for Monday, February 13th. It would be for House File 581, which is a Representative Petersburg bill on salvage title correction. We had an email from Chair Stevenson and from Lead O'Driscoll that they support, made a recommendation to the Rules Committee that we should put this on the consent calendar for the day. Discussion to the consent calendar.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, before we get to the discussion, it sounded like there was a voice on a phone when we just voted to approve the minutes. Can you just let the committee know who that might be?
Yes.
And if we do have someone participating remotely?
For sure, yes. Representative John Hewitt is participating remotely today.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to discuss the consent calendar for the day?
I would, Chair Long. I appreciate that. On the consent calendar, I do see that we do have one item on for Monday. As we had talked about when we passed the rules off the House floor last week, it was brought up by my side, the concern over the ability to have five hands needed to pull something on the floor from the consent calendar rather than just one, and I think we had a debate on that. It has been expressed that our side does still have some concerns with that, and with that, Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion that we would remove this bill from the consent calendar to be placed on the regular calendar of the day.
Thank you, Leader Damuth. I won't make the motion to move the consent calendar for the day, but I won't be putting it on the regular calendar. I think that we should be trying to work towards getting to the point where we can use the consent calendar. We, as I mentioned on the floor, had 50-plus years of 10 hands to remove something from the consent calendar. We did walk down to five hands, but I do think the consent calendar is an important tool for us to try to see if we can get working here. I've given you my commitment multiple times publicly that if there's anything that you object to on the consent calendar, I won't be adding that to the consent calendar, so we'll respect that today and won't move forward with this. But I do hope that we can work together. Our intent with scheduling a Republican bill first was to show good faith that we want to use this for non-controversial bills, and Lead O'Driscoll did sign off on this as a bill that was recommended for the consent calendar, but I won't make the motion for today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So then the next item is the calendar for the day for Monday, February 13th, and we have two items on the calendar for the day. It'll be House File 13, CCAP at 75th percentile, Representative Pinto, and House File 150, Child Care Stopgap Funding, Representative Pinto as well. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see Representative Pinto, Chair Pinto, is not with us today, so I'm just going to ask you really quickly, can you let the committee know and let the public know if the fiscal notes were available in the Committee of Jurisdiction with financial responsibility over these accounts?
Representative O'Neill, I'm not the bill author. I'm not the chair of either of these committees. I'm the chair of the Rules Committee. The bill's not before us, as we've discussed. The topic for today is the calendar and when we are setting the bill for the floor. So if you have a question towards that, I'm happy to answer it. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I would have asked Representative Pinto, but he's not in the room and he's not on the committee. And I was actually going to point out something helpful, because I think this absolutely is a process committee, and it's important that we follow proper procedures and proper process according to our rules. And I was going to actually compliment him, if he had been in the room, to say thank you, Chair Pinto, for actually doing bill hearings with the proper fiscal notes in front of the members of the Committee of Jurisdiction with the fiscal jurisdiction in those committees. And also, as I analyzed these two bills last night, again, we got the notice at 7 o'clock last night, but I did analyze them. and found that they did go through the proper committee. So I was just, you know, since I've been harsh on the other side, I wanted to actually offer some compliments. And so I wish he'd been in the room so he could have heard that himself. But I just wanted to make that point that as far as process goes, it looks like these two bills have followed proper procedures according to the House rules. And I just wanted to thank him and thank you.
I'll pass on your thanks to Representative Pinto when I see him. Further discussion to calendar for the day. Seeing none, then I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates February 13, 2023 for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establishes a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All, any opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. Members, before we adjourn, I have one important announcement to make, which is that today is Representative Pawlowski's birthday. Aww. And we have, from the committee, brought a couple of items for Representative Pawlowski, including a box which he must open in front of all of us, and cake. So after we adjourn, members, if folks would like to participate in some cake for Representative Pawlowski's birthday, we would love to have you join us. And with that, members, we are adjourned, and let's have some cake.